Wholesale prices for gasoline did jump about 10 cents per gallon over the last month as militants known as the Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Syria began an offensive against Iraqi security forces. Senior petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says that jump is still working its way to consumers.
That's what we're seeing play out, that is, pump prices followed wholesale prices higher. But it's quieted down here over the last several days, and prices have seemingly held pretty steady across the state.
DeHaan says even with continued attacks in Iraq, including one on an oil refinery, he expects prices to remain steady.
The market has digested that there's a situation there that's taking place, and really the only thing that could, I believe, impact prices further is if Iraq's oil exports would be disrupted. That's what the world is watching. Those 3 million barrels a day that Iraq ships out are what really matters.
Despite the U.S.'s increased production of domestic oil, which surpassed imports in May, DeHaan says gas prices would jump significantly if fighting in Iraq cut off exports.
You know, domestic production has increased in the United States, yes, so we are less reliant on Iraq's oil, but that doesn't mean Iraq's oil makes no impact to global oil prices, which then we, you know, feel here in this country.
The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin is around $3.70. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.